Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
You are listening to the Following On Daily podcast. I'm Andrew McKenna, and I'm alongside two former England bowlers in Steve Harmison and Alex Tudor to look back at day two of the fifth test between India and England in Dharamshala. It was another difficult day for England, with India closing 473 for eight, so a lead of 255. That after centuries from both Shubman Gill and Rohit Sharma put them in control of this match. We'll be discussing, though, Ben Stokes taking up bowling again. A positive performance from the England spinner Shoaib Bashir, who took four wickets. We'll look ahead to what's likely to come tomorrow and get reaction from the England camp as well. So plenty to come over the next 20 minutes or so. You are listening to Following On. Right, well, welcome along for day two of the fifth test for Following On. It is a day which ends with England in a pretty precarious position. If we're honest, it didn't start in that great a shape, with India 135 for one, and they'd taken that score to 264 for one at lunch. But then after lunch, there was a major moment. Ben Stokes getting Rohit Sharma with the first ball that Ben Stokes had bowled in the match, in the series, with an absolute snorter that pitched on middle, hit off, and Rohit was out for 103. Seven balls later, Shubman Gill was dismissed by James Anderson, also bowled for 110. So that became 279 for three. Any thoughts that England were going to run through the Indian middle order, though, were dashed as Padikkal and Sarfraz both making half centuries. Padikkal made 65, Sarfraz 56. Both of those were removed by Bashir. Jadeja and Jurel both contributed 15 apiece before Ashwin was dismissed for a five-ball duck. So it means India close 473 for eight after 120 overs, the lead 255. So England taking seven wickets in the day, which keeps their hopes at least theoretically alive. Would that be a fair assessment, Steve Harmison?
Theoretically, yes, but I think practically no. I think even the hardened Ben Stoke, the optimists would say that, you know, the England have got, you know, very, very little chance. You know, you just never know with this team. They come back from, you know, they did yesterday. They come back this morning. They fought hard this morning. Even though Shubman Gill and Rohit Sharma played brilliantly well, you know, England, you know, they kept going. They kept toiling, kept going. There's a very, very good wicket out in Dharamshala. It really is a good wicket. It's not spun a huge amount for Hartley and for Bashir. So for Bashir to get four wickets, he's bowled nicely, he's held, he's kept England together. But I think you have to give credit, a huge amount of credit, to Shubman Gill and Rohit Sharma. They have played very, very well. You know, Jaiswal went last night, but Padikkal came in on debut and he looked comfortable and, you know, accomplished with the way he put together his innings. Sarfraz, after a nervy start, you know, hit a couple of lusty blows and some big boundaries, especially off Mark Wood. But I think all in all, I think we're just waiting and delaying the inevitable, which would be an India win and go 4-1. And does it give a true reflection of the series? Well, that'll probably come tomorrow night when you see England bat for the second time. I was at this point 24 hours ago going, you know what, all the goodwill and everything that England have done over the course of these four test matches might have just gone out of the window. I think they've wrestled that bit back. I think they have worked very, very hard in this last 7 hours of this contest. But still, I think the damage was done yesterday when England got bowled out for 218.
Rohit Sharma and Shubman Gill showed them the way today. Rohit 103 from 162 balls. Shubman Gill 110 from 150. And any thoughts that this was going to be some sort of terror track? We always think that the second day is the best day to bat on in a test match. And Alex Tudor, Rohit and Shubman Gill just played magnificently to show that it is a good pitch and you can most definitely make runs on it.
Yeah, that's right. They batted beautifully at the beginning. Match report, Graham Swan said, not a cloud in the sky, 10 degrees warmer. It was rock hard, no really indentations. It looked good for batting. Day two was good for batting. And as you say, Shubman Gill and Rohit Sharma just showed their class, really, even from the off. You know, really positive. Anything that was slightly offline or full, they jumped all over it. Did it with grace and technique and great balance, and that's what Steve alluded to yesterday. When England were getting out, they didn't have good balance. They were trying to overhit it, and the Indians just showed great composure, good timing, good hands, balance at the crease, all the things that you talk about. But what I liked about it was calculated shots. You know, the when they went over the top, it was because there was no fielder there. It wasn't like they were taking on long on and long off. It was long on and long off were in, so to chip it over, even though it went for six, you know, is a safe shot. Even if you don't connect with it, you're going to be safe because the men are in. And that's what I like. And that's slightly the difference between the way that they went around about batting and the way England go about it, is that they're still taking those fielders on. They're saying, I am backing that, I'm going to hit it over you. Well, if you get it wrong, you're going to be subject to, not say ridicule, but, you know, for people like us within the media that are going to say, well, was that the right thing to do? And there's only so many times you can say, that's the way I play, I'm going to take the positive option. Yes, by all means, be positive, but do it at the right time, if the conditions or the situation merit you doing that. And as you say, you know, bat for longer. When England, India have got their runs, they've batted time. You know, they've batted over 100 overs. And as you say, England only done that twice in 10 test matches. That's an amazing stat. Amazing stat. And as Gareth Batty alluded to yesterday, yes, that's fine if you're scoring 470. If you do that in 90, you're going to have more runs and you're still going to have time in the game because you're batting so positively. So do it in the right way. But as you said, it was an exhibition of batting. But then it was that man who writes his own scripts that sort of just turned it a little bit.
We're going to come to him in a moment, because shall we hear from one of those centurions? Shubman Gill at Close of Play spoke with our friends on the TV broadcast.
I'm just thinking about your father every time you're hitting those shots, and we kept looking ahead at his expression as well. I mean, these are great moments for him to savor.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was his dream at first, you know, see me play at this level. And it was his vision, so I'm thinking hopefully he'll be proud of my effort today.
400th now, and there's the 90 as well. So just tell us about your, you know, recent form and how you're feeling every time you go out there to bat.
I feel good every time I go out into the bat. Today as well, I think I missed out on a big one. Even the ball that I got out to, I missed that ball. I didn't sight that ball properly. But I think apart from that, I'm feeling good, and hopefully I'll be able to every time I go out there, I'll be able to convert these starts into big one.
Shubman really well batted, really well done against Jimmy Anderson. But what was the chat about after you'd hit him running down the track? There's a bit of a chat between the two of you. Can you talk us through that?
I think it would be better for both of us to keep that chat in private.
Well, there you go. I think that's better stay between us. I liked his style there. What was interesting, I think I missed out on a big one there. And that was the most telling thing, when he also said that he didn't properly see the one from Anderson that bowled him for 110, but I missed out on a big one. And that's something that you don't necessarily hear enough of. But there's a guy who's got a real appetite for batting.
Yeah, he has. And he's very, very talented, 24 years old. Not the numbers going into this series, a little bit under pressure. He's right. What goes on the field should stay on the field. And I don't think, you know, there was, it looked as though there was, you know, not friendly words, but there were words which I don't think it got out of hand for umpires to get in with. But that should be, you know, that is right thing. You know, if a bowler wants to have a go at a batter and the batter wants to have a go at the bowler, let them get on with it. You know, and that's, and then it comes down to, you know, the bowler bowling at the batter, and is he good enough to steer, keep it out? Well, he did for a long period of time, Shubman Gill, but Jimmy Anderson bowled him an absolute beauty. He did leave some out there because he was going well alongside his captain, and he's really come of age over the course of the last 10 days in Test match cricket. He really, really has performed well. Second innings in a couple of games in this one. First innings runs is massive in Test cricket, and no better place to get 110, especially when you bowl a team out for 200 and you take responsibility. That's what he's done in this game. He's took responsibility along with the captain that he's got in, and he's cashed in. England players throughout this Test series have got in, and, well, we haven't seen that many hundreds. We've seen a lot of 50s and a few 70s. Two or three players have got 70 plus on multiple occasions. And I think Shubman Gill's telling you there that this is a good surface, and he's disappointed that he only got 110. Tells you everything.
So he got 110. He was the third man out. Rohit Sharma getting out was the big moment, though, today. Not for the fact that it was Rohit getting out. It was the fact he was got out by Ben Stokes, the 62nd over of the innings. Ben Stokes bowled for the first time since July and the Ashes series against Australia. Harmy, that he said to us before the first test in Hyderabad, the plan was he would not bowl in this series. How do you think we've come to the point today where Ben is bowling? Do we take this as a good sign from his fitness? Or is it actually a case of it wasn't going particularly well at that point and he's gone, oh, just give me the ball?
No, I don't think it was the latter. I think the latter would be brainless. It would be brainless if it was a case of, oh, we're not getting wickets, give me the ball. That would be detriment to what his career has left in front of him. I think what it was the first element, which is, I'm actually feeling good about myself here. You know, and I've spoke to him when we were out there, and he said he's healing well, he's healing strong. He'll be bowling soon in practice, and I think he's said after one of the test matches, I'm about 2 weeks ahead of the time, and he's not going to go to the IPL, so he's not going to play a huge amount of cricket before the summer starts. And that's fine, and it's the right thing for Ben Stokes' body to have that, because it's been a long, arduous winter and disappointing winter, I think, if we break it down for both white ball team and red ball team. But the one thing that he probably still needs to do is up the number of, you know, volume of overs under his belt. And, you know, what better way to do it, right, to get it where it needs to be? Because if he goes another 4 months without bowl and gets him into the summer, you know, you're still waiting for that moment to happen. Is it going to be all right? Are we going to get through it? So while he's going through the gears and get himself a number of overs under his belt, I don't see why he shouldn't bowl the overs in a match situation. His knee is solid. It's had the operation, so he's fine from it. And it was great to see, and it was a beaut, an absolute beaut. He bowled. He's typical. And the thing I was always waiting for was, you know, is he still running in the same way? Is his action at the top, you know, solid? Is his front leg collapsing? Because if it collapses, he's got a braced front leg normally. If it collapses, is he trying to protect his knee? You know, is he trying to sort of come in at a different angle to try and protect the rest of his body? And none of that happened. It was really solid at the top. He looked as though he was in a good body position when he attacked the crease. He went through the crease quite well and quite strong. He hit the ground running. Yeah, he got confidence because he got his first wicket. He never went over the top of the perpendicular where he sometimes loses his wrists. And that's, you know, in recent past, that's a poor technique because he's protecting parts of his body. I thought it was five overs of very, very strong stuff from the England captain, which is a huge, huge bonus.
Yeah, five overs, one maiden, one for 17, Jude. In many respects, the numbers don't really matter, though, does it? It was all about what Harmy was just talking about. What did he look like? And he looked like Ben Stokes, and that was the best thing that we could have seen today.
Yeah, he looked good. I mean, I'm going to disagree with Harmy slightly because I'm a little bit. I look at body language, and I think it's because what my wife does for a living. I look at body language. He looked annoyed because Woody was bowling at the time and he had been leaking. I think Jimmy had bowling and Rohit had got after him. I think he'd gone straight, not for six, but he'd gone four, one bounce. So they were leaking. They had scored a lot of runs. And when I saw it, I saw he take his jumper off and he took it off quite aggressively. And I thought, oh, he's having a bowl here. And it was. And even when he got the wicket, there was no histrionics. He was just like, right, come on. I'm setting the tone. This is what we're doing. And at the end of the over, he just sort of marched off. And like, Rooty was sort of like walking to him and he sort of like gave him a tap. Yeah, well done, captain. And he just walked off and he just sort of, right, I've set the tone, lads. Now we're getting on it. And it just looked like he was a little bit annoyed at that time. And I think he might have possibly bowled, but I think he bowled slightly sooner than he would have done. That's only my opinion. But everything else Army says is dead true. Like the way I was looking at the way he approaches, is he limping back after he bowls? Has he, you know, is he falling over anything? He was strong at the crease. Through the crease, he looked good. That brace front leg, the pace was good. So it was good to see. And as you said, he's obviously ahead of schedule. And it gave us all a lift in here. Imagine what it must have done to them out there. And the balance of the side when Ben Stokes is bowling is different level. And it just shows you how important it is for him to be fit and to be able to do both very well.
Today is the only shame that Ben Stokes is captain, because normally, after a comeback like that, they'd be put up for the media. But of course, Ben being captain, he's not being put up for the media. We'll be hearing from Jeetan Patel very shortly. He is the spin bowling coach. So let's turn our attention to spinners. Shoaib Bashir, four for 170 from 44 overs. And Tom Hartley weighing in with 2 for 126 from 39. These two young men continue to grow, Harmy.
Yeah, they do, and I'll never criticise them, because you know the way they've come into the game and what's been asked of them is massive, and it's great. I'm really, really pleased to see, Bashir's body language when he took the wicket. Jude is talking about body language, and he's telling himself, that was a good ball, that was a beaut, and good on you, for having that confidence of saying that. I'm not bothered how many runs he's gone for, and when the cold light of day, when it comes to it, England will fare what looked a quite a benign wicket where it wasn't spinning that much. Just wait till these boys tomorrow gets on it. It'll look a little bit different. But you can't criticise Hartley and Bashir. I actually think Tom Hartley looks tired. I think he looks tired. And there's nothing wrong with that. There really isn't wrong with that. I think mentally and physically he looks tired. I've seen him miss field twice in the field. The things are going. I'm not being critical for 1 minute. I remember I was telling John Norman out the back before. I remember my first tour and it was overseas, and it was Australia away against that great side. Tudes was playing in that team as well. And I played my second, third, fourth and fifth test match out in Australia, and I'm standing on the boundary, and I mean my eyes are closing. I'm knackered. I'm absolutely out on my feet on my first mornings of test match. When I'm running and bowling, I'm fine, because that's what I do. I've been trained to do that. But actually, physically, I'm standing there and I'm just like, I want to go to sleep. And I'm sure Tom and Shoaib and one or two others who are just starting their career, mentally it must be tiring for them. And if they do make a mistake, we haven't got to jump on their back. I think Hartley's bowled, I thought he's bowled some good balls in this series. He's bowled some bad stuff. But again, the two of them are coming into the early part of not just their test career, but their first class career. So yeah, I think Bashir's been a real find. It'll be interesting to see over the next 6 months where his career develops to and where he goes. I think Hartley, there's been a lot of talk this week about where he fits in with Nathan Lyon. I actually think he goes back to Lancashire and tries to be an all-rounder and fits in at number seven. And really, that's got to be he's trying that to get his place there. Is there a spin bowling option available for England to bat at number eight if Jack Leach is not going to be fit? I think they've both done really, really well so far in this tough period of play. So I thought Bashir bowled really, really well today. 170 runs he went for, but he's got four big wickets for him, for the team as well, but for him. So together, the two of them, it's very, very difficult to criticise. It's very difficult to judge them because of who you're judging them against. I think we've just got to be positive that the two young bowlers have bowled, I think, admirably well in this test series so far.
Yeah, you look at the names next to Bashir in the wickets column. Of course, he gets Jaiswal yesterday, stumped, and then today, Padikkal, Sarfraz and Jarrell. There's the middle order engine room for India taken out. So we've spoken about England spinners. Let's hear from the England spin bowling coach. He's been speaking at Jeetan Patel with our reporter Cameron Ponsonby.
Jason, a difficult day. What are your thoughts on day two?
Yeah, long slog for the lads. I think the boys stuck at it so well. You know, didn't offer as much as we thought it might today. But the way Bash, the way Hearts, the way Woody, Jimmy, even Stokesy had a go, Rooty, and the guys around the field, like, again, a few things could have gone our way, and that would have changed the day. But look, I can't fault the guys' efforts. I think they put in a hell of a stint, a hell of a shift, and to get the mate down at the end of the day is a good effort.
Bashir's bowled over 40 overs in this innings. Just how impressive an effort is that from him?
Oh, look, I mean, we applauded him after the last test, and he rocks up again and does it again. And, you know, he's certainly got a lot of skills. I spoke to him last night. We all spoke about how, well, the spin group did anyway, about how we could go about it, and he showcased his skills. His pace was up and down. He went over the ball, used side spin. He tried to find what he could out of the wicket and eventually got his rewards. It would have been nice for him to finish off with a five for tonight, but hey, that's where career goes.
I know you guys obviously try and stay as level as possible and not let the difficult days get you too much, but end of a long tour, the tour's not gone the way at one stage it looked like it might have done. Just how difficult has it been to keep morale up over the last 48 hours?
Oh, look, mate, it's still a test match. You know, like, it doesn't matter what situation you're in, it's still a test match that you're trying to win. And I think whether we're 3-1 down, 4-1 down, 5-1 down, it wouldn't matter. We'd still be out to trying to win this one, and we're still thinking about how we're going to win this one as well.
And in terms of that route to victory, where do you see the route to victory?
Oh, look, it's not going to be easy. I'm not going to say that it's just they're going to hand over, but we're going to have to put in a hell of a shift for the bat as well. And, you know, it didn't quite work for us in the first innings with the bat, but we've got another chance coming up soon.
We saw with Jarrell's wicket, some big celebrations from Root and Stokes in particular. Do you know what that conversation was about?
I don't. I haven't spoken to them yet, but I'm glad they did celebrate it because, it's, you know, days like today, it's easy just to meander through them, but you've got to celebrate the little ones.
And on Ben Stokes, a remarkable cricketer.
We all know. I mean, it's written in the stars, isn't it? He was going to come on first ball and bowl a Jaffa like he did to Rohit. But like, he'll get there eventually. We've still got to look after him and make sure that he looks after himself as well. He's got a lot of cricket left this year, let alone the years to come. So we've got to make sure we keep looking after him.
And finally, just noticed you got in the way of the sight screen at one point. Was that you trying to look after your skipper, trying to lessen his workload?
Do you know what? I was drifting, to be fair. I didn't think I'd be in his eye line, but I was.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Jeetan Patel in conversation with Cameron. Well, Jeetan is the world's most positive man. We're still thinking about how we can win this game. We'll follow that in a second, but... yeah, it's an interesting one from Jeetan's point of view, but let's go back to the spinners. They had the meeting last night. They spoke about what they could do. They said it didn't do as much today as it did yesterday. Is that just purely England bowling finger spinners, and Kuldeep as the wrist spinner? Traditionally, wrist spinners get it to go more than finger spinners. Are we, if you like, comparing two different things? Are we comparing apples with oranges? Yes, they're both fruit, but they are different things. Is that maybe, you know, we can't go, well, hang on a minute, he's ripping it 4 foot. Why are we only turning it 3 inches?
Yeah, 100% Macca. And that's the only difference. You know, as you say, Kuldeep is a wrist spinner, so he's going to get more purchase. I mean, you know, that's not say common sense will tell you that, but that's what happened. But what Jadeja and Ashwin do And it was great when Bats was in here because he was explaining it. They're changing the angles on the crease, which gives you the illusion it's doing something because of the line. But they didn't get big purchase either. Neither of those two got big purchase. It was only Coldeep that was causing havoc with his wrong'un and with the big turn that got to Zach Crawley. But pretty much how it went today is how it went for those two. But with the experience, and as Harmy makes a great point, at no stage or anybody should be disappointed or angry with how our young spinners have gone. They're learning on the job. They've not played hardly any red ball cricket. They are learning on the job and they're doing tremendously well with what they've got. And they're learning, they're trying to figure it out against a very good team in India who play spin extremely well. And they can hold their heads up high. Forget the amount of runs they've gone for. It's the experience. And it's like they're getting that experience out there. It's only going to bode well for them in the future. But yeah, going back to the first point, it's purely the wrist spin that got more purchase. And as the game goes on, you would think that it will spin more. I don't know how much more of a game we will have.
They had a spinner that turned it both ways and got the ball to bounce, the wrist spinner. And they've got two spinners who've got nearly 800 test wickets between them. That's the difference. And what that does is it makes the opposition batters do things that we are trying to take them on don't normally do. England's top order give... I would say yesterday there were seven or eight dismissals where you go and they were giveaways. So you throw that into the mix. I'm not so sure there was too many, you know, as given away this morning here today. Jaiswal gave his wicket away yesterday. Sharma was bowled by a beaut. You know, Shubman Gill was bowled by a beaut. You know, Bashir got a brilliant ball to bowl it. Paddy Cow, you know, again, a good bit of bowling by Hartley. He had to earn that wicket. You know, Sarfraz, you know, that was a poor shot, but it wasn't a, you know, big one. And, you know, Jarrell was probably the only one you'd say you actually give that one away. And that's just one, and that's why they're 255 runs ahead. So, yeah, I think, you know, when Jeetan Patel talks about how we can win from here, you know, they have to think that way. And they did that way in Hyderabad. And what this team are brilliant at is parking that innings and moving on to the next innings. And what they're very, very good at is taking the scoreboard out of the game. Because at no point in Hyderabad did I ever think after two innings that there was ever a chance of England winning. And what did they do? They've just put the scoreboard, it's like they put a blanket over the scoreboard. We're batting third in this game. And when we finish batting third in this game, we'll see where the game's at. And actually, England were well in front. India contributed to that. Who's to say that doesn't happen tomorrow? England going back all day tomorrow, put a few wrongs that they did from that first innings, and we might be sitting here thinking, do you know what? Could they tomorrow night? So let's wait and see. You'd never rule anything out with this England group, but 255 runs is a long, long way behind.
Yeah, absolutely. But there are 270 overs left because this is the one thing about England's pace of batting. Is they don't half leave some time at the back end of the game. So, Chews, this is their theory, isn't it? That they can, in the third or fourth innings, give themselves time to do what they need to do. So, first and foremost, tomorrow morning, they need to mop up the tail. There's only Siraj to come. So, if they can mop this up in the space of 20 minutes, half an hour, and then it's over to the batters. Crawley and Duckett have opened the innings very well throughout the tour so far. They get off to a good start. And we're then going to be using the phrase... Well, you never know.
You never know. It'll be something for people to tune into and listen to and to watch us on the YouTube channel, because if they are, and as you say, they're always going to put a positive spin on it. It's just the atmosphere they create in the changing room. From any point, they still feel they can win. And as you say, there's still 3 days left. They mop up these first two without, you know, under 10 runs. They get to work, duck it, and... Zach Crawley, get them off to a good start. You just don't know. As Harmy says, you put that blanket over the scoreboard and you just bat. But just bat. No, batting 70, 80 overs. Bat. Bat the day. Bat into the fourth day. And you just never know. Funnier things have happened. And one thing that this team like doing, they like creating history. They like to prove people wrong. And they like to shut people up. So, 3 days to go. I would say you would want to tune in, listen in. And you might get some history.
Absolutely. England set them the target of taking the new ball. That's something that hasn't happened that often. Get to 80 overs. Well, join us tomorrow morning. We're on TalkSport and TalkSport 2 and the TalkSport Cricket YouTube channel from just before 4 o'clock. Hopefully England can wrap up the tail pretty quickly. And then, well, the game will move forward. Join us tomorrow morning as England will try and wrap up this tail. India lead by 255 at the moment. They've closed day two, 473 for 8 here on TalkSport 2.
You've been listening to the Following On podcast from TalkSport. If you missed any of the show or wish to catch up, you can download the podcast. Now available via the free TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget, for more cricket content, you can listen to The Cricket Collective on TalkSport 2 every Tuesday evening, as Neil Manthorpe and Double Ashes winner Steve Harmison debate the biggest stories with a host of big names. And if you want to send us a question to a member of the TalkSport team, you can tweet us at @cricket_TS and we'll answer your question on the next podcast. But for now, you've been listening to Following On.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.